Dodgers and the Pirates Tuesday. Before the game, the Dodgers placing Cody Bellinger pictured and Alex Wood not pictured on the DL. Dodgers up 4-2, bottom three, but not for long.
Driven to deep right center field. Puig running out of room. Josh Harrison off the top of the wall. The game is tied at four. Gonzalez still looking for number 2,000. Hard hit by first. There it is. Into the corner. Hit number 2,000 of Adrian Gonzalez's career is a double.
There's the base hit to right field. That will break up the 5-5 tie as Gonzalez scores.
Grandal turns this one around to deep left center field. Yasmani Grandal goes deep and extends the lead for the Dodgers to 8-5.
Control the game. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 0-2 on the way. Forget it. Adios. Strike two. Here's the 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball swung on and missed. And the Dodgers with their 40th come-from-behind victory.
The Dodgers fell behind 5-4 after building an early 4-0 lead. But the Majors' best team was not held down for long as L.A. came back for an 8-5 win against the Pirates at PNC Park on Tuesday. Here is Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts.
They did a great job. Seven innings, and you see what the work that Cingrani's been doing with the pitching coach with Rick, and very consistent through the ball as well as I've seen him. The fastball, the slider was good, and Watson, I think that was the best inning he's thrown with us. Obviously, you get Raven just getting here, pitched a day ago, and what he gave us getting out of that and give us an inning plus was huge. Fields and Kenley. So the story of the night obviously was the bullpen and you know, Brock, under the weather a little bit going into tonight, gave us what he had, but you could see that when you're pitching with one pitch, it's tough to, you know, get through any major league lineup. And today, the slider wasn't there. There were a couple sliders that were good, a couple changeups that were good, but, you know, relying on a fastball is tough to, tough and kind of getting behind hitters. And so I felt that at that point in time, we had to go to the pen, and unfortunately, big win.
As you mentioned, the bullpen, the story, but a lot of usage out of them the last two nights. Any concern moving forward about just fatigue there, not having enough guys?
No. Obviously, tonight, if it went south, we obviously had praise for length. But tonight, we had four guys down, so they'll get there. We'll get them back, and Kenley will obviously be down tomorrow, and maybe somebody else. But I think that, you know, with Rich taking them out tomorrow, we feel good about that. So I think the pen, we've got coverage, but you know, tonight CT starting it off on the offense and had a rough one last night. But rebounding, and I think even CT, that ball that he beat, the double play, and that's kind of what, you know, exemplifies our ball club to keep extending innings. And that proved to be a run right there, and to get Yasmani to hit the ball to the ballpark. I think he's been swinging the bat well of late, but really hasn't had a whole lot to show for it. So I know that was a big homer for him and for us, but Yasiel continues to put forth those good at bats. And so up and down our lineup, like we talk about, there's just so much depth.
What about the milestone hit from Adrian Gonzalez that at the time ended up giving you guys the go-ahead run?
It was nice. I think it was only fitting for him to hit a double for 2,000 and has had a lot of doubles in his career. And, you know, he's just a pro, and the longevity, what it takes to get 2,000 hits, I can't fathom. And so I know that his teammates are really excited for him, and it's quite a milestone.
You mentioned Brock was under the weather. What was he doing?
He just had something, just kind of head cold and maybe a little weakness, and he'll never say that was the reason behind it, and maybe lack of strength, I don't know. But the bottom line is that he wasn't executing like he knows he's capable of.
How difficult is a year like this for a young pitcher? Not knowing when he's going to pitch, open, relief, or start, up and down.
It's got to be difficult. You know, I think that any player would like routine, consistency, but I think that a lot of guys go through that. And when you play for all our ball club, where we have so much quality pitching, and you have options, and that's kind of, you know, where he's at right now in his career. But he's continuing to grow, never makes excuses, and there's a lot to like with Brock, and he's going to be a good one.
How much more dangerous is this lineup if Adrian can continue to be the guy he's been for almost all of his career?
Considerably. And I think that, you know, we have guys that can hit the ball to the ballpark. But to have that professional at bat that we've seen Granderson give us, and to run up pitch counts, to get a base hit when you needed to take the walk, that's invaluable. And you can't really plan for the homer, but I think that the consistent quality at bat that Adrian does give us when he's right, it's taxing on a starter. I mean, it really is on the pitching staff.
Seager has an 11-game hitting streak, but he continues to come up in big situations with the RBIs. What can you say just about what he's been able to do?
You know, you never think that Corey goes under the radar, but there's a lot of guys that are having really nice seasons, and I didn't know he had a hitting streak going on right now, and I don't think he does. But, you know, he still finds a way to get the bat on the ball, get big hits for us, and, you know, he's our best hitter. And, you know, so even when he's not hot or driving the ball to the ballpark, he still finds a way to get that outfield grass.
Starting the road trip, was it your plan to use Kenley 4 out of the first 5 games?
No, not at all. So it's one of those, like, Ross got a save last night, but where we used him, Kenley, but we'll adjust, and that's kind of the game. It kind of goes in streaks, and we're going to give him a couple days here, so he'll be able to reset.
With a double in the 6th inning, Adrian Gonzalez notched his 2,000th career hit, becoming the 11th active player in the majors to reach that plateau. Gonzo spoke to the media after the Dodgers took down the Pirates 8-5.
It's pretty cool, you know, just first and foremost, I want to thank God, second, my wife and my family and all the support and everything. But, you know, the compliments and everything, it's cool. You know, you get to enjoy them, and, you know, it's just a good thing that we ended up winning the game, and, you know, we're still playing good baseball.
You were drafted by the Miami Marlins. You ended up playing your pro ball career with 4 different teams, 2 of which are incredibly historic teams, naturally the Boston Red Sox and now with the Los Angeles Dodgers. You are now the 7th Dodger to be able to pick up his 2,000th hit in a Dodger uniform. Just your thought about that feat.
That's pretty incredible. You know, so many great Dodgers throughout the history, and, you know, to be 1 of 7 is pretty cool, and, you know, I definitely cherish that, and, you know, really enjoy the moment, and be able to celebrate with my family in a couple of days when we get home.
To be able to do it in a Los Angeles Dodgers uniform is very neat, to say the least. It's your 428th career double. Last night we thought you may have your 2,000th hit with that grand slam. Did you think that was going out last night, and does it make any difference what variety it is?
No, you know, as long as we win, and today ended up being a good one because we got the whole go-ahead run. Felt like I hit that one pretty good yesterday, but, you know, today snuck by and I was able to get down in line for a double. So you take everything that comes your way, and you enjoy the ones that end up falling in.
The Dodgers send Rich Hill to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Trevor Williams.